here is the Writer's Almanac for July the 4th, 2009, Independence Day, celebrating the day in 1776 when the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence and the United States broke from the rule of Great Britain. And today is also a notable date in the history of one of the great and unusual romances in literature. It was on this day in 1931, James Joyce and Nora Barnacle went down to a courthouse in London, and they got married. He was 49, she was 47. They had lived together more than a quarter of a century. They had their first date, Nora and James, on June the 16th, 1904, which Joyce later chose as the date for his novel, Ulysses, a date now celebrated around the world as Bloomsday, June the 16th. It was on that day, 1904, the two of them took a walk around Dublin. Nora was an uneducated but witty young girl from Galway, and Joyce fell in love with her. He wrote her a letter in August that said, "When I am with you, I leave aside my contemptuous, suspicious nature. I wish I felt your head over my shoulder now." By September, he knew that he wanted to leave Ireland, go to the continent, become a writer. Couldn't imagine going without Nora. He had no money, no prospects. He asked her to come, and she agreed readily. He wrote to her. He said, "The fact that you can choose to stand beside me in this way in my hazardous life fills me with great pride and joy. I assure you of my great respect for that love of yours, which it is my wish to deserve and to answer." James Joyce told his father he was going off to Europe alone. His father came down to see him off at the dock, so Joyce boarded the ship separately from Nora. They landed in England, went on to Paris, then on to Zurich, where they consummated their love for the first time, and where James Joyce learned that the teaching job, which he had lined up with the Berlitz Language School, had now fallen through. They had very little money in their pockets, no foreseeable income. James Joyce and Nora bounced around from Rome, Trieste, Zurich, Paris, had two children, Lucia and Giorgio. Ulysses was published in 1922. They moved to England in April of 1931, settled in a flat in Kensington. Royalties were coming in from the publication of Ulysses, and James Joyce wanted to make sure that his children would inherit the money. So to make them legitimate, he and Nora got married. July 4th was his father's birthday. It was not an easy marriage. Nora complained that Joyce knew nothing of women. She was apathetic to his writing. After Ulysses was published, Nora said, "I've always told him he should give up writing and take up singing." Joyce once wrote to a friend, "When I think of the free and happy life which I have or had, every talent to live, I am in a fit of despair." But they were married on this day in 1931. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin entitled Highway Hypothesis. Nothing quite rests the roving eye like this long view of sloping fields that rise to a toy shop farmhouse with matchstick barns and sheds. A large yellow beetle spits silage onto an upturned cricket while several inch-high cars and trucks flow soundlessly up the spit-curl drive. Bucophilia, I call it, nostalgia over a pastoral vista, where, for all I know, the farmer who owns it or rents it just told his wife he'd kill her if she left him, and she did, and he did, and now here come the auctioneer, the serious bidders, and an ant train of gawking onlookers. Highway Hypothesis by Maxine Cumin from The Long Marriage, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.